Hello, good morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. Also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Jubilee and Sun City Radio's Keta Saboba, FM Saboba, and A1 Radio Bulga Tangaga Radio TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, the Ghana Water Company wants Ghana's major water bodies declared security zones as it predicts doom for future water supply. Stringent measures aren't taken against illegal mining.
I think that we've gotten to a stage where we need to be brute about it. We need to confront it head on. So move it under the jurisdiction of CDS and see whether there will not be a change.
We have more from our latest hotline documentary, Poison Rivers. Also, 8 million jobs in 10 years. Leader of the new force pokes holes into the NDC's 24-hour economy policy in unveiling of his economic policies for Ghana last night.
As you can already see, 800,000 jobs per year within these 16 regions. That makes it at least 50,000 people getting a job in a region.
In business,
some oil marketing firms reduce prices of products at the pumps, with Guel selling a liter of petrol at 14 cedis 16 pesos, diesel going for 14 cedis 70 pesos. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And later, police launches investigations into the destruction of a statue mounted in honor of the Big Sis at the airport runabout in Accra. These are more with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. The Ghana Water Company wants Ghana's rivers and water bodies made national security zones following serious devastation caused by illegal mining. This situation has led to the point where access to water in the future is in jeopardy, with fears mounting that Ghana could soon import water. Richard Kujinyako explores more in our latest hotline documentary titled Poisoned Rivers. Here excerpts.
Despite the odds, the Ghana Water Company perseveres. The treated water, painstakingly processed from the sludge, is finally pumped into the homes of hopeful residents. But the struggle is evident in every drop. The water, although clear to the eye, carries the heavy weight of a journey fraught with threats of contaminants.
Think that, like other countries do, water bodies are national security issues. They are national security zones. If Water Resources Commission, though working in it, they are civilians, but it's under the Ministry of Defense. And let's test the resilience of our military and see whether that problem will not be resolved. As at now, yes, once in a while we bring them in to go on, but that's a flash, it goes off. But if you make it their responsibility and they cannot stop our water bodies to be polluted, how can they guarantee citizens that when there is an invasion of foreign forces, they'll be able to stop them? And I believe strongly that if it becomes a national security issue, and Water Resources Commission, though it's a civilian department, but under the jurisdiction and supervision of the military or national security, I'm sure this thing will give me 100 days. I'm sure it will be, because they will be marked by the quality of water. And I know the men. I know what they can do if given that responsibility. So I think that we've gotten to a stage where we need to be brute about it. We need to be truthful about it. We need to confront it head on. If we leave it in the hands of politicians, look, Mr. A will be saying, when you come, I'll bring them back. Mr. B will say, when I come, I'll make sure they don't do it. And it becomes a game.
But it's the politicians that control these.
So that's what I'm saying. That so move it off that jurisdiction, under the jurisdiction of CDS, and see whether there will not be a change. For me, if given the opportunity, that's what I owe.
Well, the full documentary airs this morning on the Super Morning Show and on Joy News Channel at 8:30 a.m. Action Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, CIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, AICP, and CIMA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, and also the German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental Wellness, and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging gaps for positive youth development. Now, leader of the new force, Nana Kwame Bediako, believes he has better ideas than the NDC in transforming Ghana's economy into a 24-hour one. In the unveiling of his economic plan, dubbed the 12 pillars of economic freedom, he indicated that industrialization is the key to achieving his plans for the country, which will result in creating 8 million jobs in 10 years. The following report has more.
During the launch of his economic policy, Nana Kwame Bediako said he will transform Ghana into an African powerhouse by leveraging the country's untapped resources to create 8 million jobs over a period of 10 years.
As you can already see, 800,000 jobs per year within these 16 regions. That makes it at least 50,000 people getting a job in a region. I mean, I'm being conservative with the 8 million jobs in 10 years, but to be honest with you, a machine, a plant, is the only thing that can give you jobs in three different shifts. 8 hours times three a day. That is what I call 24-hour economy. You need industrialization. Who sells Gary for 24 hours in Makola? The women in Kejetia and Kantamanto cannot work for 24 hours.
Nana Kwame Bediako also indicated that he will create a national sovereign wealth fund, which will be backed by gold reserves, which will in turn support the economy.
In the past, our minerals have been extracted and exported for pennies. We're ending it. The National Sovereign Wealth Fund is the new IMF, independent and autonomous.
Nana Kwame Bediako is hopeful that his 12 pillars for economic freedom will resonate with a Ghanaian voter to elect him as president on the 7th of December.
Now, Speaker of Parliament Elbong Bevin says there'll be no peace and credible election if the process continues to be plagued with deep-seated mistrust. Speaking at the 2024 Speaker Annual Seminar Lecture, Mr. Bevin called on institutions of state to work in a way that endangers or engenders trust to achieve a peaceful election.
We cannot achieve a free, fair, credible, and peaceful elections without trust. So to achieve this goal of having a free, fair, credible, and peaceful elections, we must work together to build trust in ourselves and our institutions of state. Every Ghanaian, every person, every voter matters, and every institution of governance matters.
Away from the election headquarters, police is investigating the destruction of a statue mounted in honor of the Big Six at the airport roundabout. Significant damage has been done to the statues of the six men who led Ghana's fight for independence from British colonial rule in the late 1940s. The incident comes just a month after President Akufo-Addo stirred controversy when he rejected the notion that the country was founded by just a member of the Big Six. Adobe Asari visited the scene and reports.
Videos posted on social media on Saturday show a man actively vandalizing the effigies of the six men who were pivotal in Ghana's struggle for independence.
One husband by this time.
A man identified by police as Newell Gavu has been arrested in connection with the incident and is currently being questioned by the police investigators. The act has left residents in a state of confusion.
As for me, this serves as a monumental thing for all of us Ghanaians here. So I think it's a bad thing to do. Of course, you could read a lot of minutes into this. No one in his right senses should do such a thing.
One resident told Joy News one of the damaged effigies was removed by some men dressed in police uniforms just hours after the incident.
But that was in the afternoon. I was here. I was looking at them. So they carried the sculpture inside the car. So there were like five people carried it inside a black van.
Adobe Asari's report read to you, bringing us to the end of this morning's bulletin. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.